WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart Radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Friday morning on the 50,000-watt front porch. So glad you're with us bright and early at 6 for our first look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the heat is on. More in 1 minute.
Your gun rights. The Supreme Court fires in one direction, the U.S. Senate in the other, and we're talking about it here on Good Morning Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. It could be a dangerously hot day in much of the state. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today for North Florida and parts of West Central Florida, including Polk County. Highs in the mid-90s are expected, and the heat index values could reach as high as 112.
Scary and potentially deadly dangerous. We'll be talking about how you beat the heat here in just a moment.
President Biden calls himself deeply disappointed by the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in a closely watched guns case. The High Court ruled people can carry handguns for self-defense.
I think it's a bad decision. I think it's not reasoned accurately, but I'm disappointed.
Biden said the court has chosen to strike down New York's long-established authority to protect its citizens. The court's conservative majority prevailed in a 6-3 ruling, striking down New York's concealed carry law. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate is advancing bipartisan gun safety legislation. Mark Mayfield has more on that.
The bill passed by a vote of 65-33, which puts it on its way now to the House. All 50 Democratic members voted to pass it, along with 15 Republicans. The bill includes increased background check measures and more funding for mental health, school safety, and crisis intervention programs. It marks the most significant new gun violence legislation from the federal government in nearly three decades. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said previously that she will swiftly bring it to the floor so that we can send it to President Biden's desk. Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Yeah, we're on the Senate bill here. What's in it? What's not? And lots to say on the Supreme Court ruling, plus its potential impact here in Florida that may surprise you.
A man is dead after an hours-long standoff with law enforcement in Orlando. Police say an armed felony suspect locked himself in a unit at the Mosaic at Millennia Apartments on Conroy Road yesterday afternoon and threatened to kill himself. After 5 hours of talks, police entered the unit and found the man dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. First Lady Jill Biden is speaking in South Florida about the latest developments in cancer research.
Certain words have the power to make time stop. Malignant, aggressive, terminal cancer.
First Lady is promoting the Biden administration's Cancer Moonshot Initiative. And the Magic have their man.
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Orlando Magic went with forward Paolo Banchero from Duke. Banchero helped lead the Blue Devils to the Final Four this past year, averaging 17 points, nearly 8 rebounds, and 3 assists in his only season with the team. The pick surprising some, as many believe that Auburn's power forward Jabari Smith Jr. would go to the Magic. He instead went to the Houston Rockets, who had the third pick, while the Oklahoma City Thunder went with 7-foot-tall Gonzaga center Chet Holmgren with the second pick. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
I wonder if this is going to turn things around for the Magic. We're going to get into that later in the show, Alan.
WFLA News time is 6:05. How did Jupiter get so large? Scientists say, by eating baby planets. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Win a trip to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. Details on the way. And the first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Glenn Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
Jupiter's been eating baby planets. You say it's a jungle out there in the cosmos, Alan.
It is.
Hey, did anybody get a look at this unusual and rare alignment of the 5 inner planets visible just before sunrise in the eastern sky? Has anybody been able to see Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. They're all lined up, which is really unusual. And it's supposed to be like today is the day, you know?
Yeah, when I walk outside in the morning, I'm walking my dachshunds. Yeah. So I'm always looking at the ground.
Well, it's right before sunrise, so you're walking them in the middle of the night, so that doesn't count.
And then I was working here before sunrise, so has the sun risen yet?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I could still go out.
Yeah.
But I'm busy.
No, you can't go out. We have things for you to do.
I shuffled my bad joke to the side.
Fine.
In the control room, Melissa Fox and Nick Riley, and our Good Morning Orlando wants to know, GMO wants to know, question for you. You heard what Alan said. Could be historically hot and humid and dangerous today. What is your hottest tip for keeping cool? It could be something you do, eat, or drink to beat the heat. Text your hottest tip for keeping cool to 23680. I have a hot tip for you. I'll save it for more when we have more time than we have right now. But it's something I did yesterday that enabled me to ride my bike safely in a very, very hot and humid situation when it otherwise would not have been wise to do so. So the Budman's hot tip coming up.
I have a visual, but I want to wait.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a tray of ice cubes down your pants.
Right, frozen underwear.
Text your hot tip for keeping cool to 23680. We get into the gun issues here, and there's huge news from two fronts right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. This headline pegged to our hot talk topic at the 6 o'clock hour, the Supreme Court decision expanding gun rights. Florida's governor is praising what he calls a great decision by the Supreme Court. The court yesterday expanded gun rights by making it easier for people to carry concealed handguns in public. Governor Ron DeSantis says the ruling ensures a government bureaucrat will not stymie your ability to exercise your constitutional rights to bear arms under the Second Amendment. Updates at least every 10 minutes into top stories here in Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Supreme Court now says the Second Amendment not only gives you a right to have a gun in your house for self-defense, but it also gives you the right to carry a gun outside your home in public. Do you believe that ruling will ultimately make America safer or make it more dangerous? That's one of the basic questions that come to my mind here this morning in the wake of this landmark gun rights decision that surprised a lot of people and is the biggest change in gun rights in years out of the United States Supreme Court. It's going to make, be honest about it now, what do you think? Is it going to make this country safer or is it going to make it more dangerous than it is? 407-916-5400, 407-916-5400, call us. Text line is open to you at 23680, 23680. The latest Fox poll shows a majority of Americans want stricter gun controls off the mass shootings recently. And the United States Senate passed a bill last night with 15 Republicans on board. Rubio and Scott voted against it that places some restrictions on guns, but not some of the ones that the Democrats wanted. This bipartisan effort now goes to the House of Representatives. But let's focus on what happened in the United States Supreme Court. What they did is they overturned a New York law that required showing a special need just to get a permit to carry a concealed handgun in public. Gun owners in the state sued. They said that, you know, requiring that made it just virtually impossible in New York for ordinary citizens to get a license to carry. And there are about six states and a quarter of the U.S. population under similar gun laws. Not so in the state of Florida. Here we have concealed carry, but we currently ban open carry. But I can already tell you that there's going to be an impact in the state of Florida if gun rights organizations like Florida Carry have their way. Because they think that now you're going to see across the country a big move toward expanding, not restricting, but expanding gun rights. Expanding gun rights. And that they will then challenge Florida's open carry ban, including for long guns, for rifles, including for semi-automatic rifles like AR-15, like, you know, the weapons used in Uvalde, Texas, and we've seen them in a lot of shootings, assault-style weapons and whatever. So they're also going to eye the changes that were made post-Parkland, the 21-year-old minimum age for purchasing firearms, and knock it back down to 18 if they can. And they're also going to challenge some of these red flag laws, which are a part of the Senate bill, by the way. So there may well be an impact here. Melissa, what about it? Were you surprised by the Supreme Court ruling, and do you think it ultimately makes America safer or more dangerous?
You know, this whole thing with gun laws is very confusing to me. They're on one side with one thing, on the other with the gun restrictions, gun rights. I still think it should be up to the states, honestly. And in New York City, you could never carry or anything downtown, so it just made the criminals have their way with everyone. So I'm kind of happy that they've lifted a little bit of the restrictions. It's just a really weird place for them to be, you know, the SCOTUS. I mean, on one side, they're dealing with this. On the other side, they're dealing with that.
Well, this is... You know, elections have consequences. 2016, yep. Trump wins the White House over liberal Democrat Hillary Clinton, gets three nominees to the United States Supreme Court, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Allen. Those three votes, you know, made the difference in a 6-3 vote majority here. Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion. He says, talking about the Second Amendment, we know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need, and the concern for public safety, Thomas said, isn't enough to justify new gun controls.
Yeah, it was no surprise to me, given the conservative majority we have on the court. As you said, 6-3, and they voted 6-3 in favor of allowing concealed carry.
Hillary gets those three appointments. This never sees the light of day in the Supreme Court.
It's interesting how much can change by one presidential election.
No question about it. And one Supreme Court vote, but three, it makes all the difference. So what about it? Where are you on the Supreme Court decision? Does it make the country safer or more dangerous? Let's talk after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. This Florida headline for you now. The Sunshine State leading the nation in the number of deadly bicycle accidents. The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles saying the state reported 183 fatal bike crashes last year. The latest report also shows that as of last week, at least 79 fatal bicycle accidents have occurred this year. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Radio WFLA. This is Good Morning Orlando. Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680.
Before we get back to guns, the bicycle story will lead me to something here in a second. But we want to know what you think, and our GMO wants to know question. Alan told you this could be an historically hot and humid and deadly day. What is the question we're popping out there, Alan?
Bud, what's your hottest tip for keeping cool? It could be something you do, something you eat, something you drink to beat the heat. We want you to text your hottest tip for keeping cool to 23680.
I mean, it would be a death wish if I just went outside and rode my bike on a day like yesterday.
Well, especially after everything you've been through.
Well, but, you know, I'm supposed to get exercise after the triple heart bypass in March, from which I've just returned.
They didn't say to cook yourself.
No,
though.
They did not say that. But I did 30 minutes on the bike yesterday at about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. All right. What I do in a day like that is I take a T-shirt and I soak it in warm to hot water. It's cold. It's just awful to put a T-shirt on with cold water. But it'll, you know. You put it on warm, and you go outside, and you ride it soaking wet. You wring it out a little bit, and it turns into an air conditioner with the evaporation, and it keeps your body cool. And that's how I keep cool and can still exercise and enjoy the outdoors and the breeze of a bike ride.
The Bud Hedinger Wet T-Shirt Contest is underway.
Every afternoon.
Melissa, you said you had a tip. Are you going to save it for later or what?
Oh, no, I thought you, I thought maybe
that's
you,
mine.
Yeah, I thought that you were talking about yourself, so I was going to say if you just put your underpants, wet them first, with water preferably,
yeah.
and throw them into the,
no.
In, yeah, no?
Just stick the garden hose in your pants.
This is all above the waist stuff, gang.
Okay.
Maybe somebody else has got something going down there, but not me.
I got a text. Take a towel and wet it, put it in the freezer a couple minutes, put it on top of your head, under your hat, or just around the neck. That's what this person does. 23680 if you have a suggestion on how to keep Bud cool.
No, how to keep yourself cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I misread. Sorry.
Takes me a couple hours to cool down after this show, but that's a separate issue. Wet T-shirts are not involved. But at any rate, on the Senate measure here, 65-33 it passed. 15 Republicans joining all 50 Democrats. Rubio and Scott voting no. $13 billion. This goes to the House, and so who knows where it's going to happen, what comes out of this. Would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers. Keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders. Help states put in place what we have in Florida post-Parkland, red flag laws that make it easier for authorities to petition a judge to take weapons from people that are believed to be dangerous to themselves or others, and also fund programs for school safety, mental health, and violence prevention. So on the United States Supreme Court, Melissa, what are we seeing? Folks are going in both directions on whether or not they think expanding gun rights, saying, hey, the New York law is unconstitutional. Listen, across this country, the Second Amendment says, you know, it's not to be abridged, and you can not only have a gun in the house, but you can have a gun out in public.
More dangerous for the criminals. They'll get return fire. Another one says more dangerous because times are tough and people get angry about gas, food prices. They're already on the edge. Mm. Subconsciously, they're probably looking for a reason to take it out on someone, especially if they get upset. That would be from Nick. This person says, best thing to hear, yes, if only states and cities would all see the facts and effects on open carry. And here's one that says, darn, I never thought Bud would turn to the other side. What did you do?
What are you saying?
What did you do?
What did I do? What offended you?
You can hear it in his tone. Uh-oh, maybe they swapped his heart with
please.
A crazy liberal.
Not the tone.
No, I didn't have a heart transplant. I had a bypass.
My goodness.
Okay, don't worry. You know, what are you thinking? That they...
read what they're texting in, Bud.
You think they put Schumer's heart inside the Bud man or something? Or Pelosi?
Right.
No, I promise you they did not.
You know, Bud, if you ask me that question, does the U.S. Supreme Court ruling make things safer or more dangerous? My answer would be yes. Because
exactly.
I think it's going to depend on the situation and who's got the gun and who doesn't have the gun.
Right.
Here's in some cases, people will be safer and lives might be saved. In other cases, some lives might be lost.
Yeah. Here's one that says, another Trump promise made and kept. Thank you. Here's one from giving people their liberty back. However, if someone does mess up with the gun, the law should be just as ironclad. Here's another one says, rights aren't dependent on whether you feel safer.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting to the point where nobody in this country and I seems to know how to, you know, tamp down the gun violence. Mm. They really don't. And you got the Supreme Court pulling in one direction and you got the Senate pulling in the other direction. And I think it's kind of a metaphor for what's going on around the country and on the text line, to be honest with you, Alan. And I don't have a problem with this ruling because I believe Clarence Thomas and the conservatives on that court, three of them put on during Trump's presidency, understand the Second Amendment, you know, and that the right to bear arms is not to be infringed in or out.
And, you know, what's also interesting is not only do you have the conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court supporting that decision, but with the Senate legislation, then you've got 15 Republicans, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, voting for that.
Hi, this is Susan in Castleberry. I am definitely feeling less safe than ever before the way things are going in this country. With regards to gun control or lack of gun control, I should say, it's getting to the point where you just, you know, you feel like you can't even leave your home because you never know what nut is going to have a gun and shoot the place up. But everybody have a good weekend and definitely be safe out there.
And Susan on the iHeart app, radio app, talkback feature. You want to be able to do what Susan just did and be heard? We'll tell you how to do it coming up. Right now, Alan previewing our news update.
Another drop in gas prices, and NASA gets ready to go to the moon. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
This news report brought to you by the Olson Law Group.
Good to see gas prices headed in the right direction. They're still absurdly and obscenely high, but at any rate, that's where we begin, updating you on the news with my co-host Alan Spector.
You know, Bud, it seems like every day this week the price of gas in Florida has been dropping about 2 cents a gallon, and it's the same story today. AAA reporting the statewide average is down 2 cents to $4.72 a gallon. The average in Metro Orlando is down 3 cents to $4.66.
I saw $4.55 in a couple of places in Oviedo yesterday, $4.67 to $4.77 at six stations on the way in this morning.
NASA is going to set a launch date for its Artemis 1 moon rocket. Despite an issue that cropped up earlier this week at Kennedy Space Center, more from Larry Spillman.
During Monday's wet dress rehearsal, a new leak was detected as the Space Launch System, Orion capsule, and mobile launcher were filled with supercooled liquid hydrogen and oxygen. Still, engineers determined they'd seen enough from years of previous testing on the rocket to soon set a date for the uncrewed flight to the moon that could come as early as August 23rd. Larry Spillman, News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
The search for a missing boater is over in Marion County. The sheriff's office announcing yesterday that the body of 32-year-old Joseph Cruz was found in Lake Weir. Cruz apparently drowned while boating on Tuesday with three children. All three children are okay. A Brevard County couple is accused of animal cruelty. Javier Davis and his wife Jamie were arrested after three dogs were found in what deputies call inhumane conditions. The dogs were recovered and are now being cared for by veterinarians. Today marks 1 year since the deadly Surfside condo collapse. Rachel Spiegel lost her mom, Judy, who was missing for nearly 3 weeks before emergency crews found her body.
I certainly feel the trauma. I certainly feel like I don't have closure. You know, I really have this very empty hole in my heart.
First Lady Jill Biden will be among the speakers at a public memorial this morning for family members, emergency officials, and politicians. Meanwhile, a judge has approved a settlement of $1 billion, which is going to the victims and survivors.
Alan, I'll never forget being right here with you because that was breaking news when we came on the air 1 year ago this morning. And what a nightmare.
Yeah, the extent of it was shocking. And the Bolts have their backs against the wall.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are facing elimination tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final matchup against the Colorado Avalanche. After falling behind 3-1 in a controversial overtime loss on Wednesday night, head coach John Cooper says,
"What's great about today is that it's not yesterday. Now it's like I'm, you know, got some excitement for Game 5, and let's go get ready for, should be a hell of a Game 5."
It's Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final matchup from Denver tonight. I'm Jason Barringer.
WFLA News Time, 6:35. You don't have to miss anything on Good Morning Orlando. Check out our podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Check of headlines for you right now. An expected ruling on abortion rights has law enforcement on high alert across the country. Fences are already up outside the Supreme Court in advance of planned demonstrations. It is possible that ruling could come down today, although they still have next week and perhaps very early July. The Department of Homeland Security has issued warnings about the potential for violence from people on both sides of that explosive abortion issue. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories. All morning here on Good Morning Orlando.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros. Evenings and weekends. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Welcome back to GMO, better known as Good Morning Orlando, Friday, and we have a question. It is hot. It was steamy when I walked outside at 4 o'clock this morning, hot. I can only imagine how hot it's going to get. So we would like to get one of your tips, a hot tip for keeping cool. It could be something you do, eat, drink, to beat the heat, you know. So text us your hottest tip for keeping cool so we can use it. 23680. It was like 101, feels like yesterday, Bud.
Brutal. Yeah, I mean it's just not many laughing. It's not funny at all. This is the kind of stuff you can just get heat stroke and drop dead. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are things you can do. And, you know, short of just, you know, shutting the doors, cranking up the AC, and staying inside till November. I mean, I mean, there must be things. You've been around Florida, you folks, a lot of you, for a long time. What's your favorite thing to do to stay cool? Or is there something that you can eat or you can drink that just makes you feel a little bit cooler or something you do? Let us know at 23680. Have a little bit of Friday fun before another meltdown across the peninsula today. Talk about a meltdown. The ongoing January 6th hearings from that stacked deck of a select committee, you know, with all Democrats except two Trump-hating Republicans, Kinzinger, who was on stage yesterday, and Liz Cheney. You know, I have said along the way, I thought, you know, their end game was to not only discredit Trump enough to make him not politically viable for 2024, because he's their worst nightmare as a presidential candidate, I think, but the big prize for the Democrats would be if they can get the Justice Department to file charges against him, put him on trial, and put him in prison. And until now, I have thought it was unlikely the Justice Department would wind up charging Trump, that they'd have to settle for throwing mud all over him politically and getting him out of the political arena as a serious contender for a redo on the Trump presidency. But yesterday, when they trotted out all of those Republican Trump loyalists, put them under oath under penalty of perjury and being imprisoned themselves, and had them tell their story of how Trump was trying to manipulate the Justice Department to get the election overturned, and what these Trump loyalists associated with the Justice Department told him, it began to make me think, you know what, this may be, because it was all about the Justice Department yesterday, okay? You know, deputy acting attorney generals, you know, in the Trump White House, etc., working for the Justice Department, that they might well end up getting the Justice Department to charge Trump, and then who knows where it goes from there. That is not what I want, but that is now what I believe is more likely than not will happen. I want you to just listen to an example of what happened yesterday. This is testimony under oath from Trump's acting Deputy Attorney General, Richard Donahue, just before the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Richard Donahue warning Trump what would happen if he went through with his plan to install environmental lawyer Jeffrey Clark with no criminal law experience as his acting attorney general, because Clark had said, oh, yes, he would then set things in motion to take the election from Biden and give it to Trump. Here he is.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're going to lose your entire department leadership. Every single AAG will walk out on you. Your entire department leadership will walk out within hours. Within 24, 48, 72 hours, you could have hundreds and hundreds of resignations of the leadership of your entire Justice Department because of your actions. What's that going to say about you?
And Trump ultimately took that to heart and never put Jeffrey Clark in as acting attorney general. There is no question the guy was totally unqualified, and he just was looking for somebody to do things that would play to how he saw the election as the big steal. Okay, and the whole thing having been a fraud. Also, Donahue said yesterday in testimony, that Trump even went so far as to ask him and then acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman. Wow, that is breathtaking. And then a Florida congressman, there was testimony yesterday that he was trying to negotiate for a pardon. What does that mean? After we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes, good morning, Orlando. Headlines, monkeypox. Monkeypox cases growing as the World Health Organization weighs whether to declare a global health emergency. The WHO's Secretary General saying the number of confirmed cases stands at more than 3,200 in nearly 50 countries. Only one death has been reported in the current outbreak. Last I saw, we had in Florida a couple of cases reported in Orange County and one possible case in Seminole County. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in our top stories. We do it all morning on Good Morning Orlando.
The latest news and a place to talk about it. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
So in the ongoing effort to destroy Trump, the January 6th committee yesterday was on television on all of the outlets, not just cable, but the major networks, so you understand where their politics are, right? You smell a rat in that regard. But at any rate, it was interesting because yesterday we had Trump officials who were part of the Justice Department testifying under penalty of perjury. These were Trump loyalists during the Trump administration, all right, that led to this stunning revelations, I thought. I mean, a lot of you don't watch it, and I watch it for you. I don't enjoy it, but I think I have to be up on what's going on here because I know what they're trying to do. And if you're pro-Trump, you know, you've got to be concerned about where they want to go with this, as I just reaffirmed here a few moments ago. You know, but the idea that we apparently came very close to a full-blown mutiny within the Justice Department, maybe up to 150 Justice Department officials who would simultaneously resign their positions if Trump were to put in Jeffrey Clark, totally unqualified to be Attorney General, because Clark had said that, yeah, he would do Trump's bidding and do what nobody else said that they would do. These Justice Department officials who were loyal to Trump, voted for Trump, liked Trump, and were working with Trump and for Trump, essentially, but they're really with the Justice Department, deputy attorney generals, acting attorney generals, that sort of thing. They said, I'm sorry, Mr. President, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do what you want. And if you put in a guy who's unqualified for the position of attorney general who will do what you want in terms of setting the wheels in motion to overturn the election, we will walk. And I think Trump realized, you know, he'd never recover from that. And then you have the testimony that Trump just said to acting Attorney General Rosen, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman. You may say it's a pack of lies. Keep in mind, then, these people who are saying it are risking being guilty of perjury and going to prison for years. I mean, do you really think they're willing to lie at this point and lose their freedom for years? I'm just saying. Just think about that. But then there's the issue of the pardons that came up. And there was testimony under oath yesterday that a number of Republicans all requested pardons from a member of Trump's White House staff after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, including Florida Panhandle conservative Republican Matt Gaetz, who has his own legal issues that he's dealing with right now, you know, allegations of sexual trafficking against him, Alan, although he has not yet been charged. But his name came up on the list of those who wanted a pardon. And the issue was raised, why else would you be looking for a pardon unless you thought you were guilty of something illegal, that you had committed a crime?
Whether you think there was a fire or not, there's certainly a lot of smoke.
There sure was, I thought yesterday. And I now feel, just because of the focus on the Justice Department and these Trump loyalist members of the Justice Department and the things that they said that the president was trying to do, that I think it could trigger charges against Trump from the Justice Department that for the longest time I have felt were unlikely.
And speaking of Trump loyalists, this comes on the heels of the hearing earlier this week where we heard from Trump supporters, elections officials in Arizona and Georgia, both advocating for the re-election of the president, who said they couldn't do it. and they were vilified because of it.
We're going to follow it. No more January 6th committee hearings until July. We thought they were going to be done, but they say they have a whole bunch of new stuff has come in. Mm. We'll see. By the way, members of the Justice Department, I think it was the FBI, actually searched Jeffrey Clark's house. You know, the guy we've been talking about here yesterday,
yeah,
and left him out in the street in his pajamas. What they got, we don't know. Okay, it's going to be super hot, Alan. You've been telling us about it. We have a question on that to the smartest audience in talk radio. Nick, read it if you would.
What's your hottest tip for keeping cool? Could it be something you do, eat, drink, or just beat the heat? Text your hottest tips for keeping cool to 23680.
Melissa, you host a show statewide and right here on WFLA that's going to be focused on the issue, you know, of how to beat the heat and the high power bills when you crank up the AC.
Yeah, we're talking to a representative, believe it or not, from FPL, and it's called Total Control. They want you to understand what's going on with your air conditioning, how to utilize that and stay cool without freaking out, because those bills are going to be very high this summer, very high, and there's not much we can do about it except take care of business and control our air conditioning.
Next hour, we're talking rent controls in Orange County. Do we want them or not? Now to the news and Alan.
And as we've been discussing, the heat is on in Florida today, and a surprise pick by the Magic in the NBA draft. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando. Great to have you with us on the 50,000 Watt Front Porch. Good Friday morning to you. Here at 7 now, we update Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, a heat advisory for much of the Sunshine State. More in 1 minute.
Rent control. Rents are sky high. Is that what we want in Orange County or not? Let's talk on Good Morning Orlando.
7:01 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. You might want to limit your time outside today. A very hot day is forecast, with the National Weather Service issuing a heat advisory in effect from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. for the Panhandle, North Florida, and much of West Central Florida. That includes Polk County. Highs are forecast to be in the mid-90s, with the heat index in those areas getting up as high as 112.
You know, Alan, it's not all that common for us to have heat advisories in Florida, where we accept that the summer is going to be hot every day. This is right. Something more extreme than what we normally see.
And people need to be careful because of it. 15 Republicans in the U.S. Senate are joining Democrats in passing the first major gun safety bill in nearly 30 years. Florida's Rick Scott was not among the Republicans voting for the bill, saying he couldn't support it because it weakens due process and it's too rushed.
We didn't even know what's in this bill until Tuesday night at like 6 o'clock. We get the bill. And within an hour, we have to vote on whether we want to proceed.
The new bill will encourage states to pass red flag laws, which allow police to remove guns from people who present a danger to themselves or others. And it would strengthen background checks for gun buyers under age 21. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court is ruling in favor of gun rights advocates, Michael Kastner reports.
In a New York case, the high court rules 6-3 that people can carry a handgun for self-defense. The case involved a challenge to whether states can decide who receives a concealed carry license. New York is one of 8 states that could deny a permit to anyone if they have not demonstrated a strong reason to carry a weapon in public. I'm Michael Kastner.
Yep, the Supreme Court and the Senate. Hot topics on the gun issue in our 6 o'clock hour. We're back at it at 8. Join us.
A teenager arrested in St. Johns County on Wednesday is accused of plotting to kill an Orlando police officer. Police say the 16-year-old boy from Virginia had sent inappropriate photos to a 13-year-old girl he met online. After learning police were investigating, he allegedly drove to Florida to kill the sex crimes detective and possibly the girl's parents. First Lady Jill Biden is in South Florida promoting cancer awareness and the latest developments in cancer research. Dr. Biden stopping in Palm Beach County to tour a cancer screening facility.
Cancer changes everyone it touches. And in some ways, it touches us all.
The First Lady promoted the Biden administration's Cancer Moonshot Initiative before touring the facility's mammography suite. And last night in Brooklyn, it was a surprise pick by the Orlando Magic that kicked off the NBA draft.
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Orlando Magic select Paolo Banchero from Duke University.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver with the announcement. Paolo Banchero is a 6'10", 250-pound power forward. He was the ACC Rookie of the Year for Duke, first-team All-ACC, and second-team consensus All-American. Magic President Jeff Weltman describes Banchero as the best player in college basketball.
They had a draft-watching party down at the Amway Center, and apparently the fans went wild. More on this later in the show.
You know, this is the fourth time the Magic have had the first pick. The first three they did really changed the franchise.
Starting with Shaq.
Shaq, then Penny Hardaway, who was traded for Chris Webber, and then Dwight Howard.
You bet.
WFLA News Time is 7:05. Find more stories online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at WFLA Orlando. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFLA Orlando.
So we have this Good Morning Orlando wants to know, GMO wants to know question. What's your hottest tip for keeping cool? Or maybe something you do, something you eat, something you drink to keep the heat? Text your hottest tip for keeping cool to 23680 on what to drink. One word, Slurpee.
Slurpee?
Oh, yeah.
Is that your personal recommendation?
No, Slurpees. You know, those slushy drinks or something like them that you can get at the gas stations of the 7-Eleven.
Does that really quench your thirst?
Oh, yeah, man.
Are you
get a brain
those?
Freeze, you cool right down. You're in great shape. You're in total pain, but you're cool down.
Do I need to call Dr. K? That's like a sugar hit from
we
heck.
Should. Yeah.
You think that's bad for the Bud Band? Uh-oh. Bust me.
Yeah, I'm saying you just did it.
Don't
those things
bust
are
me.
Horrible for you.
Yeah, some medical advice is in order here, Bud.
let's talk about that sugar.
Nick, how do you cool down? Something about ice cubes, right?
Yeah, you know, if it's some ice cubes, what I personally do is you load the water up, like your cup of water, whatever you do around the house, put the ice cubes in there, then, you know, lips, neck, whatever you need to do. Cold showers are also a good thing.
Oh, nasty, man. And that's a bridge too far for me. Cold shower. You talk about a heart attack. That's it.
Actually, it works backwards. I think you should take a warm or hot shower. Then when you get out, you will be cold when you hit the air.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on this, Alan, or do you just sweat it out all summer?
I don't sweat it out. I stay inside and turn that AC way down.
Hey, maybe this will keep you cool. Win tickets to Disney on Ice locally here. You can enter to win 4 tickets to Disney on Ice on our website, WFLAOrlando.com. Amazing. It's the Road Trip Adventures at Amway Center here. You got Mickey and his Disney friends embarking on a wild ride to your favorite Disney destinations. Great family entertainment. Win tickets to Disney on Ice. 4 of them up for grabs on the website. Check it out at WFLAOrlando.com. Orange County Commission had a special session yesterday. Rents are high everywhere within the sound of our voice. Sky high in Florida. And they're talking rent control. Is that the road we want to go? Stay tuned. We'll talk about it in a moment after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes at 7:08. Headlines locally. A man dead after an hours-long standoff with law enforcement in Orlando. Police say an armed felony suspect locked himself in a unit at the Mosaic at Millennia Apartments on Conroy Road yesterday afternoon and then threatened to kill himself. After 5 hours of talks, police entered the unit, found the man dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Stay tuned for updates at least every 10 minutes on the top stories. We'll bring them to you here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, News Radio WFLA Orlando, and still on AM 540.
Rents have gone through the roof. Here in Central Florida, we've never seen anything like it. And if you rent a house or you rent an apartment or a condo or whatever, you know what I'm talking about it. And I mean, you know, all of a sudden you get the announcement that the rents are going up, you know, effective in a month or so, another $300 or $400 or $500 a month. And it's a horrible problem we have right now that more than anything is a byproduct of the fact that we don't have enough housing to keep up with the demand for it, because everybody in the country coming from these godforsaken places like New York and California and Illinois, you know, destroyed by Democrats running the show in government, sky-high taxes, lousy weather, not so much in California, but in the other two I mentioned, and their people are just streaming into Florida. They like the way the state is being run. They like the way our governor has got things going. They like the freedom. They like the no state income tax, the quality of life, the weather for sure, except on days like today, and et cetera. And there's just people coming to the state of Florida. They love it. And they love Central Florida more than any other place in the state. So it is a supply and demand issue. And they can't build enough houses and enough multifamily units to keep up with it. So rents are going through the roof. So what is the approach they're taking in Orange County? Well, you got it yourself, a Democrat mayor in Jerry Demings. And you got a, not everybody, but you got a county commission dominated by liberals. So what they want to do is they want to institute rent controls. But in order to do that, state law says that they have to put it up for a vote. And they're trying to get something on the ballot for November. And they've been told they got to get the language figured out exactly what that's going to say by the August primary, or they're not going to be able to put it on the November ballot. They want, among other things, to say cap rent increases at 5%. Now, rents are horrible right now. I just explained the principal reason for them. There's other reasons, but the principal reason for them, it's a supply and demand problem. You know, it's a byproduct of how wonderful a lot of folks think it is to live in Central Florida, and I do not disagree with them. Otherwise, I'd go live somewhere else. I love it here. But you know what? We got prices going through the roof. Melissa, do we cap gas prices?
Well, here, that's the thing. How are you going to, as a, if you were a homeowner and you had a second dwelling and you were renting it out to someone, how in the heck is Orange County going to say, oh, hey, Mr. Budman, I'm afraid you can't increase that rate.
Right.
It's a contract. When that contract ends, you have the right to charge whatever you want. And frankly, Central Florida is just catching up with the rest of the country when it comes to rates, home rates, all of that. So it's not, it's just that we've been living in luxury.
Well, you know, we don't, I hate the heavy hand of government, so I'm against the idea of rent controls. Well, we don't cap the food prices when they're sky high and you can barely afford to feed the family at the, when you go to the grocery store. We don't cap gasoline prices. Where do these government leaders in Orange County get off thinking we need to cap the rental rates for the landlords? And what happens when you do that, it is shown in place after place across this country, all of a sudden people go out of the business of renting properties, and then your supply problem gets worse, and the demand continues, and rents wind up higher than ever. This is what you get with Democrats running the show. Government is the answer to everything for the Democrats. Well, in their special session of the County Commission yesterday, they couldn't figure it all out, so they're going to have another meeting. They couldn't actually come and agree on, we got to put rent controls on the ballot. So what they are talking about is trying, maybe if we can't do that, to put up on the ballot for November a tenant's bill of rights and a requirement that a landlord give more notice than they currently do before they raise the rents. That's probably more palatable and doable and doesn't grind my gears as badly as the idea of government telling private citizens, businesses, you can't charge any more for your product. In this case, it's a rental property. We don't do that with other things in this country. We have a free market system. I'm opposed to rent control, whether they're talking about it in Orange County or somewhere else. What do you think? Do we need rent control in Orange County? And this is not just an Orange County story, because this could show up anywhere you're listening to. Local government deciding we're going to try to cap rental rates because we think they're too high. Should we go that route or not? Let's talk after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. This international headline for you now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is celebrating a big step in his nation's attempt to join the European Union. Yesterday, EU leaders formally accepted Ukraine as a candidate to join the bloc, and Zelensky vowed not to rest until Russian forces have been repelled and Ukraine's EU membership is fully secured. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Like chiming in, call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA.
Good Morning Orlando continues. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Nick Riley, and Melissa Fox till 9 o'clock. Alan, in a moment, you just came in from the newsroom. I want to get your take on Orange County and the County Commission. They kind of had to table everything that happened to the meeting. They basically are debating whether or not they want to put rent control on the November ballot or put some other regulations of rental rates that are through the roof on the ballot here. But you reacted when I told you one of my tips for keeping cool is, you know, those slushy drinks like Slurpees.
Right.
So yesterday we had the grandkids over, 11-year-old Brindley and 8-year-old Ashlyn, for a couple of days at what is known in our family as Camp Gammy Paca. I'm Paca. Linda's Gammy. All right. So it's Camp Gammy Paca. So we got the campers here for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And they're just screaming to go to the playground. And I'm saying, it's just brutal out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, we'll do a half an hour. Okay. I took them down there to the playground, and when they couldn't take it anymore, I took them for Slurpees.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I had one, and we were back, baby.
Oh, Dr. K's on the phone. Just kidding.
I can't. You know what? My problem is I'm so impatient, and you know I'm that way, that when I drink a Slurpee, I inevitably get a brain freeze from drinking it too fast because it's so cold. But it cooled us down, and we were okay.
What flavor did you go for?
I went for... It was some kind of a blood orange thing.
Ooh.
And I threw in a little blue raspberry.
There you go. There you know. Yeah. They had some frozen cranberry. It wasn't bad a few years back. But,
So we have a GMO wants to know question. We want to hear from you. What's the hottest tip for your hottest tip for keeping cool? Something you eat, drink, or do to beat the heat. Text it to 23680. I got somebody here saying a cold cloth on the back of the neck. There's got to be other things, but I want to take you back to the topic of the day because you were so busy in the newsroom, Alan, and you haven't had a chance to weigh in on it yet. Orange County Commission wrestling with the idea of whether or not we want to put a measure on the ballot, a rent control measure here, and I'm opposed to it. We don't cap gas prices, food prices. I'm sorry. I think it's counterproductive. I think it's wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think this is a case where, as we should in almost every case involving businesses, let the market determine what's going to happen with prices. Apparently, there are people willing to pay these rents, no matter how high they are, to live in Central Florida. If they weren't, then the renters would have to lower their prices. But that's not happening right now. And why cap it and possibly put them out of business?
407-916-5400 if you got a take on it. You know, maybe you're really struggling with your rent. You think rent control would be a good thing? We'll listen to what you have to say. 407-916-5400. Text us as so many have at 23680. What do you see coming in there, Melissa, at the top of the text line here?
Well, we got Tom checking in from Winter Garden, says no to rent control. Another one says, you know what we need is a hurricane or two. Scare those damn Yankees back home. Love it.
Or build the wall at the Georgia border.
Now, here's someone else who may or may not be a landlord, but you remember the landlords did get it in the shorts with COVID-19 and the moratorium. You know, so there is that, where a lot of people just didn't pay their rent because they didn't have to. But there was compensation, folks. Here's one. I'm a landlord in Brevard County. Costs of heating, plumbing, air conditioning repairs, roofing, etc., and property taxes have increased dramatically. I don't like raising my rents, but I had to. I gave my renters a 10-week written notice to get them plenty of time to plan. Now, you know the Spectres are landlords. Didn't you know that, bud?
Yeah, my son Jordan and myself rent a home in Altamont Springs. And in a way, we've kind of instituted our own rent control. We have some tenants that we're very fond of. They're older. They're not, you know, having wild parties or anything or knocking the walls down or anything like that. We're very happy with them. And we are not charging them what would be the market rate that we could for that house, because we feel in the long run, we're better off having consistent tenants who don't make trouble and, you know, keeping their rent within reason for them.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not one of those nasty slumlords that's just out to just, you know, milk people dry.
Well, that is my dream, but not yet.
You know, but, you know, the landlords will tell you, I mean, all of their expenses are going up for all of the things they need to provide in a rental property. And what are they supposed to do here? And it's very interesting because you've got a perspective, you and your family, because you're kind of in the landlord business, the renter, not rentee business. And and your take on rent control is the same as mine.
Yeah, we're making money with the rent we're charging, which, as I said, again, is not what it could be.
Sure.
For the market value. If it got to the point where the repairs were getting out of sight and we were spending a lot of money on that, then we might look at raising the rent at that point. But that hasn't happened.
Yeah, well, they can't get it together in the Orange County Commission. It'll be very interesting to see what goes down. We'll follow it to the news. How about a preview, Alan?
Some slightly good news at the gas pump for now, and the lightning on the brink. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. We are delighted you're with us. Nice and cool here on the 50,000-watt front porch. Welcome aboard. We've got to get a news update right now, beginning with some news that's got a few folks smiling, at least a little more than they have been when they pass a gas station. Things are getting, well, they're heading in the right direction. Got a long way to go.
Yeah, Florida gas prices are still dropping bit by bit, bud. AAA's statewide average is $4.72 a gallon, down 2 cents from yesterday. As I said earlier, seems like every day this week it's been down 2 cents a gallon. The Metro Orlando average is $4.66 a gallon. That is down 3 cents. At the latest January 6th committee hearing, top Justice Department officials in the Trump administration described an effort to get the department to declare the 2020 election corrupt. Fox's Jared Halpern reports from Capitol Hill.
In the weeks after the election, former Justice Department leaders say President Trump made nearly daily requests to do more to investigate election fraud allegations.
There were isolated instances of fraud. None of them came close to calling into question the outcome.
Richard Donahue was acting deputy attorney general at the time. He says another Justice Department attorney, Jeffrey Clark, wrote a draft letter intended to ask Georgia lawmakers to look into irregularities.
It may very well have spiraled us into a constitutional crisis.
White House attorneys warned of mass resignations if former President Trump replaced the acting attorney general with Clark. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A teenager is dead after a shooting in Volusia County. 19-year-old T-Lan Mann was killed yesterday morning in Daytona Beach near Oak Tree Circle and Forest Glen Boulevard. No arrest has been announced. There's no word on a motive for that shooting. Florida is leading the nation for the number of deadly bike accidents. The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says the state reported 183 fatal bicycle crashes last year. The latest report shows as of last week, at least 79 have happened this year. The Tampa Bay Lightning are in Denver for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight, facing elimination by the Colorado Avalanche. That after losing Game 4, 3-2 in overtime. Bolts winger Pat Maroon showing the team's frustration.
We have to go win a game right now. Sorry for my language.
We have to go win a game.
Bolts head coach John Cooper did not have any more to say about the overtime goal by Colorado after saying it should not have counted. He says he's completely focused now on winning Game 5.
That was a heartbreaker for the Lightning. If they can come back from where they are now, that'll be a miracle. We're still rooting for them.
Got to win three straight at this point. Yep. WFLA News time is 7:34. Elsewhere. The highly anticipated biopic about a rock and roll legend debuts today. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never gonna. The movie Elvis opens in theaters today. Actor Austin Butler says he tried everything to tune into the character of Elvis Presley for the film, including singing. His actual voice is featured in the singing scenes in the movie. Butler sings all of Elvis's earlier, what they call unguarded performances in the movie. Then later on, his real singing voice is blended with Elvis's voice.
Wow.
Butler's voice is part of what landed him the role.
No kidding. They actually morphed the two of them together?
You can do amazing things with audio
yeah,
these days.
Yeah, engineering is crazy. You know, I want to say the young one in here, Nick, who might be 30 years old, was dancing away. I said, oh, you like Elvis? He goes, yeah, my grandma did.
Okay.
Thanks.
I listened to a song sound time. I was listening to it this morning.
Okay, fair enough.
Coming out of my cold shower.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering, you know, if they're going to make a ton of money off this movie, they're going to have to draw in the young generation that never actually saw Elvis. But I think he's such a legend, such a megastar that I think he still has appeal.
And there are younger music acts as part of the soundtrack. I know Eminem is
right.
on it and yep. a few others as well.
Smart
in.
Move. Mm-hmm.
This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. Paul McCartney turned 80 last Saturday, and he is celebrating more than just a birthday this month. Paul recently surpassed the $1 billion mark in total grosses over the last 30-plus years as a solo touring act. $1 billion. Mm. Paul landed the number one spot on Billboard's top tours chart for May. His Got Back tour brought in $52 million from the 9 concerts he played last month, and that includes the one at Camping World Stadium in Orlando.
And he still sounds pretty much the same, doesn't he?
He's a little wavery when he's going for the high notes, but uh-huh. you got to consider. I mean, the guy's 80. Come
yeah.
on.
Give him a break.
But, you know, the guy plays almost 3 hours. He plays keyboard, piano, different guitars. He's up and down.
Oh, yeah.
It's an amazing thing, and certainly the audience that I was a part of, more than 40,000 at Camping World, was pleased with his performance.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
And finally, it's possible that your radio could go dead, but the problem will not be in your receiver. You see, a large sunspot facing towards Earth could cause radio blackouts if it bursts. Scientists are watching the dark spot on the surface of the sun that has doubled in size this week. They say it could result in a solar flare that contains high amounts of radiation and magnetic energy. That flare might impact the upper levels of Earth's atmosphere that are used for communication signals, which in turn could lead to radio and navigation system blackouts. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, estimates there's a 10% chance of such a flare happening soon.
Okay, so if you can't get us, it may not be our fault.
Yeah, if there's any dead air, we'll just blame sunspots. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector, and we're back with more of Good Morning Orlando, including a check-in with WFLA national correspondent Rory O'Neill in just 2 minutes.
Headlines right now, updating a tragic international story from earlier this week. The search for survivors of the earthquake in Afghanistan now over. The magnitude 6.1 quake rocked eastern Afghanistan early on Wednesday, killing about 1,000 people, injuring 2,000 more, destroying thousands of homes. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes on the top stories. The Promise Sun. Good morning, Orlando.
News, weather, and traffic for the smartest audience in talk radio. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Says an awful lot about where we are with this economy and fossil fuels and go green from the Democrats and, you know, and Biden White House policies on energy, that we should feel good about gasoline prices dropping a little bit from nearly $5 a gallon. Let's bring in News Radio WFLA national correspondent Aurora O'Neill on where we are across the country on gas prices. And also, of course, we've got the 4th of July weekend coming up that will be huge for travel and some predictions in that area. Rory, it's always great to have you with us. How's that voice this morning? You were a little bit croaky a couple of days ago. Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I did a bit more whiskey just before this, so that really helped to take the edge off.
Again, why would today be any different than any other day for Rory O'Neill?
On a more serious note, what do we need to know on this situation at the pump?
Yeah, we have seen gas prices settling back a little bit, about 6 or 7 cents on average nationally. In Florida, Gas Buddy says the state average is $4.70 a gallon. But, you know, it's $6.34 a gallon out in California.
Yeah, well, what does Gas Buddy know? Gas Bud says he saw, and that's me, $4.55 a gallon in Oviedo yesterday, $4.67 to $4.77 at a half a dozen stations in Castleberry and Maitland driving in this morning. That's the Gas Bud update.
Palm Beach County throws things off a little bit because they always tend to spike a little bit higher. So that's why the state average goes up. But nationally, it's under $5. So still, it'll be about $1.60 more per gallon than what we were paying last year. And that's not going to stop us from traveling. AAA says 47.9 million Americans hitting the road, probably starting this upcoming Thursday.
Yeah, and that's just below the pre-pandemic levels, right?
It is. And, you know, it's a 4% increase, I think, year over year. But really, we're also going to be paying much more for hotels, for your airfares. Car rental prices are coming back to earth, but they were astronomical right coming out of the pandemic because they had sold off their fleet of cars. So the average car rental price was something like, well, it is now $110 a day. That's down 34%.
That is down.
But pre-pandemic, it was $40 a day.
Yep. See, here's another question, though. Are we supposed to be all happy about the prices going down by 2 or 3 cents on the gasoline?
Well, better than the alternative, right? You know, and we had this meeting yesterday with the energy secretary and the executives from Exxon and Chevron and Shell and on and on. They all said nice things about each other. One of the issues apparently that came up, though, is this refining capacity. You know, we talk a lot about pipelines and how much oil we're pumping. The refinery at this point is where the holdup is now. They are running at about 94%. They can't make gasoline fast enough. And that's one of the reasons these prices are so high.
You know, you mentioned the energy secretary. Biden ducked this meeting yesterday, but the energy secretary and former governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, was talking to the oil executives. And if you thought maybe they would finally see the light and reverse their anti-fossil fuel policies and this go green insanity in the Biden administration, listen to Granholm and think again.
The real truth is that as long as our nation remains overly reliant on oil and fossil fuels, we'll feel these price shocks again. This is not going to be the last time. The next time there's a war, the next time there's a pandemic or another hurricane, these extreme weather events we are experiencing, they will impact the access that we have to fossil fuels.
Yeah, all I can say to that, Rory, is, and pardon my editorializing in the middle of your news segment, drill, baby, drill, stateside here. We get control of the energy supply, and we don't have to live and relive this nightmare. Any final thoughts on all of this?
Just one thing. This is a story that came out this morning that really bothered me. Russia, their oil sales are up to what they were before the invasion. India has increased its oil purchases from Russia by 650%. So now, instead of selling their oil to Europe, Russia is selling it to China and India, and now they're making just as much, if not more, money than they were pre-war.
Well, that's disgusting.
There you go.
That's all I have to say. And you mentioned, Rory, that the prices in California out of sight, but do we really care?
Yeah, not particularly. Who's driving to California?
Exactly.
That's going to make more people move here, you know, and rents
more
get higher.
The 50,000-watt front porch, baby.
Well, now there's a way to look at it. And on that positive note, we will part company. And we thank you, Rory. And, yeah, you are sounding a whole lot better, and we hope it feels better as well. Now, our national correspondent, Rory O'Neill. In a moment, another reason to give thanks that the 2018 election for governor turned out the way it did in Florida. Stay tuned. You'll want to hear it after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Headlines right now on the pandemic. COVID vaccines now being credited with saving 20 million lives around the world last year. The new research coming from the British medical journal Lancet Infectious Diseases. A researcher who worked on the study said the findings show just how much worse the pandemic could have been without the vaccines. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Stay ahead of the storm with Operation Stormwatch on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
And off that headline, just a reminder, we never would have had those life-saving vaccines as soon as we had them were it not for President Trump. I mean, he is the guy who just drove the pharmaceutical industry to fast-track the development and the distribution of these vaccines. It was one of the highlights of a really effective presidency that we talk about a lot still on this program, President Trump. And I think a lot of that's just kind of been forgotten amid all that's going on and all they're trying to do to him in the January 6th committee. Do you remember the race for governor in 2018? And Ron DeSantis, who I think will win a second term easily here, barely became our governor, Alan. Do you remember that? Do you remember how close that was?
Of course I remember it. And it was days after the election before we knew who actually was going to win between Ron DeSantis and the Democrat, the former Tallahassee mayor, Andrew Gillum.
It was really close. Only 32,000 votes among millions and millions cast, like less than 0.5%, triggering the recount here. And when you look at what's become of Andrew Gillum, you just realize what a mess he is and what a mess this state would have been in if he had eked out a victory over DeSantis. I mean, it just makes my blood run cold to think of how close we came to Governor Andrew Gillum. And we know a couple of years ago in 2020, down in Miami Beach, he was found in a hotel room with a couple of other people in some plastic bags, suspected of having crystal meth in them. And he entered a rehab facility saying that he had an addiction to alcohol and drugs, and he was depressed and all of this, and that had caused his downfall. I mean, it was just, that was horrible. But now, yesterday, Andrew Gillum is back in the news, and it all has me more than ever giving thanks for that narrow Ron DeSantis victory for governor. Andrew Gillum has been indicted on federal charges of conspiracy, wire fraud, and making false statements during his time when he was the mayor of Tallahassee and during his campaign for governor. And I know this is a story that you've been reporting on, Alan. He's pleaded not guilty to all 21 counts. Okay, we'll see how it goes. He's innocent until proven guilty. No doubt about this. But let me tell you something about what the Tampa Times is reporting here on this situation with Andrew Gillum. Most of the charges have to do with him soliciting campaign contributions for favors or diverting campaign funds for his own use. The Times writes, among the charges Gillum faces, he's accused of defrauding one unnamed contributor to his 2018 campaign of $150,000 of his $250,000 contribution, according to the indictment. The indictment alleges that Gillum and a woman he worked with in a PR firm, her PR firm, Lettman Hicks is her name, Sharon Lettman Hicks, put that money into a separate 501c organization, later filed fraudulent campaign reports to cover it up. Our old friend, attorney John Morgan here in Orlando, along with his firm, gave Gillum's campaign for governor more than $3 million in 2018 to register Democrats, among other things, has long criticized him for how his campaign money was spent. This is Morgan in an email Wednesday. At this point, nothing about Gillum would surprise me. He kept my money and others, millions. He didn't spend it on the campaign, lost by a whisker, destroyed the Democrat Party forever in the state of Florida. This is really serious stuff. And if he is convicted of wire fraud, etc., the penalties for that will keep him in prison. He's in his early 40s. For years and years.
You know, Bud, you talk about him almost being elected governor of Florida, and it was very, very close. But hindsight is 20/20, so it's hard to fault those who voted for Andrew Gillum in 2018. They didn't have all this information to work with at that time.
And he was very slick on the stump and very good in the debates and wound up in a crowded field of Democrats winning the primary.
Yeah, he was not the favorite when everything started.
No, Gwen Graham was, former governor and Senator Bob Graham's daughter, right? It looked like she would be a lock.
She was in Congress at the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, real quick, you know, we're giving you an inflation vacation coming up, 9 o'clock. Chances for you to win $1,000 all the way through the 5 p.m. hour today. Did you know that?
Yeah, and a vacation from inflation?
Vacation.
Tell me more.
Well, you know, you just listen for the keyword. Go to our website and pop it in there, WFLAOrlando.com. The first keyword starts a little after 9 o'clock, right after Alan's news. And then, you're in the running for a grand. If you get a phone call within that hour, pick it up. It's us trying to throw $1,000 your way. That should fill up your tank.
Good luck to that. Speaking of Alan in the news, here he comes.
A heat advisory for much of Florida and the Magic make their pick. That story, those stories, lots of stories, all coming up along with traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Friday morning at 8 o'clock. Time to update you once again on Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic. Here and now on News Radio WFLA, Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the heat is on. More in 1 minute.
And we're talking about gun rights. The Supreme Court has expanded them dramatically. The Senate headed in the other direction. We're talking about it here on Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. It could be a dangerously hot day in much of the state. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today for North Florida and parts of West Central Florida, including Polk County. Highs in the mid-90s are expected, and the heat index values could reach as high as 112. President Biden calls himself deeply disappointed by the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in a closely watched guns case. The high court ruled people can carry handguns for self-defense.
I think it's a bad decision. I think it's not reasoned accurately, but I'm disappointed.
Biden said the court has chosen to strike down New York's long-established authority to protect its citizens. The court's conservative majority prevailed in a 6-3 ruling, striking down New York's concealed carry law. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate is advancing bipartisan gun safety legislation. Mark Mayfield with more on that.
The bill passed by a vote of 65-33, which puts it on its way now to the House. All 50 Democratic members voted to pass it, along with 15 Republicans. The bill includes increased background check measures and more funding for mental health, school safety, and crisis intervention programs. It marks the most significant new gun violence legislation from the federal government in nearly three decades. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said previously that she will swiftly bring it to the floor so that we can send it to President Biden's desk. Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
And we're talking about all of this gun-related news coming up.
A man is dead after an hours-long standoff with law enforcement in Orlando. Police say an armed felony suspect locked himself in a unit at the Mosaic at Millennia Apartments on Conroy Road yesterday afternoon and threatened to kill himself. After 5 hours of talks, police entered the unit and found the man dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. First Lady Jill Biden is speaking in South Florida about the latest developments in cancer research.
Certain words have the power to make time stop. Malignant, aggressive, terminal cancer.
The First Lady is promoting the Biden administration's Cancer Moonshot Initiative. And the Magic have their man.
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Orlando Magic went with forward Paolo Banchero from Duke. Banchero helped lead the Blue Devils to the Final Four this past year, averaging 17 points, nearly 8 rebounds, and 3 assists in his only season with the team. The pick surprising some, as many believe that Auburn's power forward Jabari Smith Jr. would go to the Magic. He instead went to the Houston Rockets, who had the third pick, while the Oklahoma City Thunder went with 7-foot-tall Gonzaga center Chet Holmgren with the second pick. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
A little later in the hour, we're going to hear from the first pick in the draft here, and we're going to pose the question, and I don't know what the answer is, but is this the key to turning the Magic in from, you know, annual losers to winners the way we remember it in the glory days of Shaq, etc.?
WFLA News Time is 8:05. A new baby's name is so bad that the nurse calls Child Services. That story's online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at WFLAOrlando. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Florida Roundtable with Melissa Fox. Saturday nights at 9. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
So the name is so bad it's child abuse? Is that where we're going with this?
Apparently. But you can go to WFLAOrlando.com and find out the whole story, bud.
You're making me think of Johnny Cash's old hit, A Boy Named Sue. Remember that?
Yeah, well, this was maybe a little worse than that.
He wound up duking it out with his old man in that song, as I recall. Remember that?
Yeah. It's, you know.
His name is so bad, it's child abuse. We got to call Child Services. Good Lord. Incredible. Hey, great to be with you here on the 50,000 Watt Front Porch. Alan's been talking about how dangerously hot and humid it has been and will be again today. Record-breaking territory here, prompting this question. Alan, why don't you put it out there for everybody?
Yeah, GMO wants to know, what is your hottest tip for keeping cool? It could be something you do, something you eat, something you drink to beat the heat. Text your hottest tip for keeping cool to 23680.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing from you on that, because I think there's some folks out there who are thinking there's got to be something I can do to beat the heat, except, you know, going to the poorhouse, you know, cranking the temperature way down with the AC and hunkering down for the entire summer.
I was in my car yesterday afternoon with my granddaughter.
Hot.
Looked at the dashboard, 101.
Yep. Hot. You know, I have friends who actually rent out their pool by the hour.
There's an idea.
I'm not kidding. It works, because their neighbors don't have a pool. They're like $20 a person an hour swim.
I love capitalism.
What?
Gun rights. I love them, too. What's going on in the Supreme Court and the U.S. Senate? Right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic. In 2 minutes, Good Morning Orlando at 8:08. Headlines on the Supreme Court's gun rights ruling. The governor of our state, Ron DeSantis, praising what he calls a great decision by the high court. The court yesterday, as we're going to discuss again, as we did earlier in the show in just a moment, expanded gun rights by making it easier for people to carry concealed handguns in public, outside their homes. Governor DeSantis saying the ruling ensures a government bureaucrat won't be stymieing your ability to exercise your constitutional rights under the Second Amendment to bear arms. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories for you all morning and good morning, Orlando.
Quick wit and compelling perspectives. Len Beck, 9 till noon. News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
Before we launch into the Supreme Court ruling on gun rights yesterday, once again, as we did right off the top at 6 o'clock, for you folks who are just joining us, we definitely want you in the conversation. 407-916-5400 if you want to react to what you're about to hear or what you already know on the phone. 407-916-5400. Let's talk it over. You tell me, is this ruling, which is huge, you're going to make America safer or more dangerous in your opinion? 407-916-5400. Text us your thoughts at 23680. Melissa, you really caught my attention. We had swimming pools for years. We don't have one now. We have a community pool. But I never once thought of renting it out to folks who don't have pools and would like to cool off and get refreshed. I think there's clearly money to be made here, and you've got a neighbor who's making it.
Yeah, and I think there might be some liability issues. That's the only thing I worry about. But there are actually apps out there where you could rent your lawnmower, your mobile home, your car, your pool, your backyard for a party. So it's nothing really new. If anything, I just complain about the thumping music that goes past the the hours.
So what is so how much did it get for an hour?
$20. $20 a head. If you bring a family, I'm sure they'll give you a little bit of a discount. Comes in the side, the side door, entrance to the patio, never goes in the house. They use the pool for an hour, clean it up.
And they're making money on this.
Oh, yeah. Hand over fist from what I understand.
No kidding.
But again, yeah, boats, gardens, swimming pools, even chicken coops are available for rent if you want to find it. There's apps out there.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Rent out your pool, gang. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. You know, keep cool. Help somebody else keep cool. Beat inflation. Bring a little income in. Make everybody happy sounds like just the ultimate win. I hope you can give a shout over the fence and get that person on the show next week. We'll have some fun if you can.
I'll try.
Well, that's a great story, isn't it? Rent your pools. Anybody else doing that? Anybody else renting their pool and making money? 407-916-5400. Text line is 23680. And, of course, text us your hottest tip for keeping cool. That's our GMO wants to know question. Whatever you do, eat or drink to beat the heat, I'm sure a lot of folks would like to know, and maybe they'll do it too. So text your hottest tip for keeping cool to 23680. So the United States Supreme Court in a 6-3 ruling yesterday, and that's the influence of the three Trump appointees to the court, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, giving the high court a solid conservative majority. They essentially expanded Second Amendment rights. Second Amendment says the right to bear arms shall not be abridged. But, of course, we have had restrictions on guns. We've also got a problem, with gun violence, gun deaths, mass shootings, all of that, that now has, in the latest Fox poll, a majority of Americans saying they want tougher gun laws. Senate passed something on a bipartisan basis that now goes to the House. I don't know how that's all going to get reconciled. But in the limited time we have, let's put the spotlight for a moment back on what happened in the United States Supreme Court yesterday. In this ruling, and the majority opinion was written by conservative Clarence Thomas, a New York law was ruled unconstitutional and overturned that required showing a special need to get a permit to carry a concealed handgun in public, outside of the home, all right? That triggered a lawsuit by gun owners in New York, and they said, oh, that's outrageous. You can't require us to have a special need in order to get a permit here. You make it impossible for ordinary citizens to get licensed to carry a firearm. And Clarence Thomas said that you have the right to carry a gun outside of your home. It's fundamentally constitutional under the Second Amendment. And he wrote further that we know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. And Thomas said, and this will be controversial, and some of you may not like it, but he said, concern for public safety is not enough to justify new gun controls. The three liberals in the minority on the high court said, well, you know what? It's often necessary for the court to consider gun violence in deciding Second Amendment issues, and we've had just too many shootings and mass shootings, but they don't have the votes. Does this expansion of gun rights as the law has stood in recent years, expansion of Second Amendment gun rights, make America safer or more dangerous? Let us know what you think, and we'll talk more in a moment after we just break for a quick update on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic, and we greet you on a Friday morning here on Good Morning Orlando at 8:18. Headlines, and speaking of the United States Supreme Court, in the waning days of its current session, an expected ruling from the High Court on abortion rights has law enforcement on high alert in Washington and across the country. Fences are already up around the Supreme Court in D.C. in advance of planned demonstrations. The Department of Homeland Security has issued warnings about the potential for violence from people on both sides of the explosive abortion issue. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in our top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
The new form of broadcast excellence. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, noon to 3 p.m. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Well, when you're off the page and talking extemporaneously, anything can happen. And I love that you listen closely enough, at least in the case of one listener, and I'm sure there are more, pointing out, Bud, in terms of Second Amendment rights to bear arms, they shall not be infringed. I said abridged, and I'm very sorry. I know it to be infringed. I just misspoke.
All right,
and
get out of here.
That's it.
That's it. Get somebody else in
here. You
don't
know what you're talking about, Hedinger.
Oh, come on. Come on. Let me do another show. Come on.
Well, we'll give you another 37 minutes here. Okay? Right. See what you can do with it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So what about it? Is it going to make this country safer or more dangerous? That's the question everybody's asking in the wake of this 6-3 Supreme Court ruling overturning a New York law and, you know, and saying, wait a minute, you can't restrict people's rights to carry a gun and defend themselves outside their home. They have a right to go out in public with a gun, get a concealed weapons permit, and you can't put obstacles in their way to doing it.
Yeah, you ask the question, does the U.S. Supreme Court ruling make things safer or more dangerous? If you ask me that question, my answer is yes. Both. Safer and more dangerous. I think it depends on the situation, depends on who has the gun, who doesn't have the gun. In some cases, we may see lives saved. In other cases, we may see lives lost.
How about it, Melissa?
Yeah. This whole gun thing makes me crazy as it is. You know, no one's going to be any safer until we deal with the mental health issues. The red flag laws are in place already. Oh,
they're in place here. They're not in place across the country. No. The Senate bill sets the stage for other states having what we've had since Parkland, which is the red flag laws, you know.
But I still think states should do it by state. I mean, they don't necessarily need red flag laws over in Alaska, you know, and it's all that Yukon and everything's all wide open and there's nobody there. I'm just saying it's state by state.
It would be done state by state. Yeah. And it's very interesting. What the Senate bill says, and it passed 65-33, 15 Republicans on board with all the Democrats last night. Rubio and Scott were no votes on this. Goes to the House. And we'll see what they come up with in terms of reconciling the two pieces of legislation. But the Senate bill appropriates $13 billion to, among other things, toughen up background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, helping states put in place the red flag laws that make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people and judge to be dangerous. We have them here post-Parkland, and law enforcement says they've used it like 8,000 times, and it has It has saved lives. They're absolutely convinced, and a lot of them, even though some folks don't like them.
But see what I see, Bud, and maybe you can redirect, but most of the people who are following all the rules and having the gun cabinets and the locks and all that are this, a law-abiding citizens.
Oh, yeah.
So it's never going to affect what you, the group that you want, that everybody wants to be controlled. It's just the law-abiding citizens are going to eat more garbage to have a weapon, and still you're going to have the bad element that's going to get the weapon and not going to care about putting it in a gun safe or any of that other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
The bad guys get the guns. Yes. There is no question about it.
And these days they get the ghost guns too.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely right. And now listen, there's one other thing here that I mentioned in the 6 o'clock hour is what's the impact going to be here in the state of Florida? I mean, you can already, you know, carry a concealed weapon, but we have a ban on open carry. I can tell you that Florida carry, that is based here in the Sunshine State, they're going to be, based on the Supreme Court ruling expanding gun rights, going to be looking to expand gun rights here in the state of Florida and go from concealed to open carry. And they're also going to go after some other measures, too, that they don't like in terms of gun restrictions. Challenging the open carry ban, including for long guns, a category that includes semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15, a weapon of choice for so many of these mass shootings, including Uvalde, Texas, recently. So you got the Senate pulling in one direction. You got the Supreme Court pulling in the other direction here. I'll tell you, without Trump winning that election, 2016, you don't get the three conservatives that made the difference on this ruling and are about to make a huge difference on the abortion issue here: Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. Yeah. President Trump put them on the court, and they're good, rock-solid conservatives, almost without exception, on their rulings.
Yeah, it's a conservative 6-3 majority on the high court, and that was exactly the vote in favor of their ruling yesterday.
Alan, what do you have for us, for folks just joining us in particular, the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour news update coming?
Another small drop in gas prices, and NASA gets ready to go to the moon. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Gas prices. We're heading in the wrong direction for a long time, and they're still obscenely high. But the trend for now has been reversed. Let's talk about it, Alan.
Yeah, but it seems like every day this week, the price of gas in Florida has been dropping about 2 cents a gallon. And it's the same story today. AAA reporting the statewide average is down 2 cents to $4.72 a gallon. The average in Metro Orlando is down 3 cents to $4.66.
Yeah, gas bud update driving in this morning. I saw $4.60s and the $4.70s, but yesterday in Oviedo, as low as $4.55.
NASA is going to set a launch date for its Artemis 1 moon rocket, despite an issue that cropped up earlier this week at Kennedy Space Center. More on that from Larry Spillman.
During Monday's wet dress rehearsal, a new leak was detected as the Space Launch System, Orion capsule, and mobile launcher were filled with supercooled liquid hydrogen and oxygen. Still, engineers determined they'd seen enough from years of previous testing on the rocket to soon set a date for the uncrewed flight to the moon that could come as early as August 23rd. Larry Spillman, News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
The search for a missing boater is over in Marion County. The sheriff's office announcing yesterday that the body of 32-year-old Joseph Cruz was found in Lake Weir. Cruz apparently drowned while boating on Tuesday with three children. All three children are okay. A Brevard County couple is accused of animal cruelty. Javier Davis of Coco and his wife Jamie were arrested Wednesday after three dogs were found in what deputies call inhumane conditions. The dogs were recovered and are now being cared for by veterinarians. Today marks 1 year since the deadly Surfside condo collapse in South Florida. Rachel Spiegel lost her mom, Judy, who was missing for nearly 3 weeks before emergency crews found her body.
I certainly feel the trauma. I certainly feel like I don't have closure. You know, I really have this very empty hole in my heart.
First Lady Jill Biden will be among the speakers at a public memorial this morning for family members, emergency officials, and politicians. Meanwhile, a judge has approved a settlement of $1 billion, that money going to the victims and survivors. And the Bolts have their backs against the wall.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are facing elimination tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final matchup against the Colorado Avalanche. After falling behind 3-1 in a controversial overtime loss on Wednesday night, head coach John Cooper says,
"What's great about today is that it's not yesterday. Now it's got some excitement for Game 5, and let's go get ready for should be a hell of a Game 5."
It's Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final matchup from Denver tonight. I'm Jason Barringer.
WFLA News Time is 8:34. Elsewhere. You're about to find out more than you ever knew about this band. A four-part docu-series about the Rolling Stones is premiering on the Epix Network. My Life as a Rolling Stone follows the band's journey from when they were young blues-inspired musicians to being one of the world's all-time great musical acts. Each episode will look at one of the four members, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, and the late Charlie Watts, and their unique personalities and struggles. The series will be out on Epix August 7th.
That's going to be great. I can't wait to see that.
Elsewhere. Back to the Future is coming to Broadway. The musical, based on the 1985 hit film starring Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, is expected to debut in 2023. The show opened in London's West End last year, where it won Best New Musical at the 2022 Olivier Awards. There's no word yet on who'll be playing Marty McFly and Emmett Doc Brown on Broadway.
Boy, they'd better be good, yeah. Boy. I'll tell you what.
Wow, this has all the makings of a real stink fest if it isn't. You're right.
Mm. Well, apparently it's doing well, as I said, over in London, winning the awards.
Yeah,
so.
But they like David Hasselhoff, too. So.
How do you do that on stage with a DeLorean and 88 miles an hour and all that? How do they do that?
It's going to be a big production, I'm sure.
And Doc.
And it's Germany that likes David Hasselhoff.
Oh, well, they liked him in England, too, though. He crossed over, I'm sure of it.
And finally, a man has his heirloom watch back. Thanks to authorities in Northeast Florida, police in St. Johns County say a dive team was doing training exercises in a creek yesterday when an elderly man asked for help finding his $16,000 Rolex. He told officers the watch fell in the water when the band broke. That's when a diver found the timepiece at a depth of nearly 20 feet. Police said on Facebook, believe it or not, the watch was still ticking. You know, I'm going to date myself now, but I've done that before.
Uh-oh.
I know where you're going with this.
Reminds me of the old TV commercials with John Cameron Swayze for Timex.
Everybody?
Takes a lickin' and keeps on ticking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector, and we're back with an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Look at headlines for you right now. The Orlando Magic used the number one pick in the NBA draft to select 19-year-old Paolo Banchero last night. We're going to talk more about this big decision, this big pick that the Magic have made, and whether or not this guy is going to turn this franchise around in just a moment after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic, as we are doing here and do every 10 minutes on GMO.
Money, real estate, investments. Learn from the pros, evenings and weekends. News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
You You know, you always hear about the luck of the draw. It's the luck of the draft in the NBA. And, you know, when you get, because there's so few players on the court and on the team in basketball, one player can really go a long way toward turning an entire franchise around, unlike, I think, other sports, you know?
Yeah, and we've seen it with the Orlando Magic in the past when they've had the number one pick, and they've had it four times. Previously, they've used it for Shaquille O'Neal. They then used it for Chris Webber the next year, trading him for Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, they used a number one pick for Dwight Howard. All of them big changes in the Orlando Magic franchise as a result of their presence.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have a return to glory based on what happened last night. And if you missed it, here's the big announcement by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Orlando Magic select Paolo Banchero from Duke University.
All right, the fans went wild, and they had a big draft party down at the Amway Center, and apparently the crowd showed up by the thousands, and they were going crazy as well. So what about this guy, Paolo Banchero? Well, a few moments later last night on ABC that carried the draft live, we got our first reaction and comment from the number one pick of the Orlando Magic, Duke's Paolo Banchero.
I don't even know what to say. I can't believe what just happened, honestly. I never would have thought that this would happen. You know, I wanted to be in the NBA, but I didn't know I would be here, man. I really honestly didn't. So this is unbelievable, and I can't speak right now. I'm sorry.
A lot of draft observers say that he was the most NBA-ready player in the draft, which is quite remarkable. I mean, he's a big, strong guy, 6'10", 250 pounds, but he's only 19 years old.
Yeah, he is, but he was the ACC Rookie of the Year, first-team All-ACC, second-team consensus All-American. The president of the Magic, Jeff Weltman, describes Paolo Banchero as the best player in college basketball. And let me say, I don't know if that's true or not, but it looks like Paolo might have been included in the Joker estate based on the purple suit he was wearing last night.
Did you see the look on both Jabari and Paolo's face? Neither one of them expected the call to be Paolo, and well, I think it might be a trade.
Jabari Smith, the Auburn forward, was the one most speculated upon to be the number one pick.
But honestly, I think this might be set up for a trade. I see Orlando pulling the wool over our eyes here, trading this guy out with, like, Pistons for Ivy or some future first.
Well, they've done it before, as I mentioned, the Chris Webber for Penny Hardaway trade.
Exactly. So,
and even if that happens, it could turn out very well. I mean, you know, when you've got somebody like this, you know, you've got power. You've got power in the National Basketball Association, and you know, you've got to root for the Orlando Magic. I mean, the glory years were just so incredible, and you know, the franchise only came into existence in 1989, and then it's just a couple of years later they get lucky in the draft twice. You know, I think like twice in a row or close to it,
right?
And it made all the difference, and suddenly they're all the way to the NBA Finals. You know. And that's the kind of thing that can happen. And Mike Bianchi, who does a great job, he's an Orlando Sentinel columnist, but he's the host of the morning show on our sister station, 740 The Game. And he wrote a column, you know, saying NBA Finals 2025, here we come. He is high on this guy.
Yeah, well, you mentioned it with Shaq and Hardaway that a couple of years later we were in the NBA Finals. Same thing happened with Dwight Howard.
Did.
As soon as we got him, a couple of years later, we're in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I'm not impressed. I think we need to trade him out for Jabari Smith or that Ivy guy.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Nick, you're a big sports guy. Where are you on the selection made by the Orlando Magic and the difference it might make in the franchise?
I think it has a great chance to move it in Banchero. I think it's the most polished player in that draft or up there as one of the most. But it was shocking. I thought they were going to go with Chet, honestly. I thought Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga.
Yeah.
They were going to go with him. Had all the potential in the world, and I thought the Magic had a great, we're going to go all in on potential.
The guy from Gonzaga is like real tall, thin guy, right?
He's like 7 foot and then like a string bean. I don't know the exact weight off the top of my head, but I think it's less than 200.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't have an NBA body, but they say he's tough, you know, but he'll have to be in the NBA. Yeah, that's a very interesting.
He can always put on weight. That's the plus.
Yeah.
Mm. Look at all of us.
I'm an authority on putting on weight. I understand that.
Yeah. This guy pointing fingers from the control room. What's going on there?
The guy that didn't know that was Rolling Stones, you know.
I mean, it's something I know something about over the years. You know, putting it on and trying to get it off.
Honestly, I think I just wanted Jabari because I didn't want Chet.
Oops.
Well, now you tell me, is this pick by the Orlando Magic? Is this going to pay dividends? Is this going to turn the franchise around, make you more interested maybe in watching the Magic games or being down there and watching them at the Amway Center in person? Franchise is counting on it, I guarantee you that. 407-916-5400, text line 23680. A final check on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic coming your way, and we're back at it, charging toward the 9 o'clock hour here on Good Morning Orlando. Headlines right now, this could be a dangerously hot day in much of the state. The National Weather Service is a heat advisory in effect from 11 o'clock this morning till 7 o'clock this evening for North Florida, parts of West Central Florida, including Polk County. Highs in the mid-90s to upper 90s expected around Central Florida. The heat index values could reach as high as 112 in places. Please be careful. Don't spend a whole lot of time out there and stay hydrated. Updates at least every 10 minutes on the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, traffic. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
So, Alan, you know, this weather will get us in shape, hot as it is. Maybe for a trip to Las Vegas.
Yes, and you could be going to Las Vegas with just a tap inside the free iHeart app, because this is where we're holding our iHeart Radio Music Festival this September, Vegas. All you do is go to the iHeart Radio Music Festival station. That's where they're playing the biggest hits from all the superstars taking the stage, and tap the talkback mic. Tell us who you're excited to see. And you'll be entered to win tickets, a round-trip flight, and hotel stay in Vegas this September.
Wow.
And what's cooking on our website, Melissa? WFLA Orlando. WFLAOrlando.com.
Hey, you got there. Yeah, because sometimes we forget. WFLAOrlando.com. We have tons of stuff going on. But more importantly, what I want you people to do, you know, I'm talking to you, at about 6 minutes after each hour, starting at 9 o'clock all the way through 5 o'clock, we're giving away $1,000 an hour. We're calling it the inflation vacation. $1,000 an hour for you people. Between 9 and 5. When you hear the keyword, you go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com. That's been established. And right then, poop, little tab will pop up and it'll say, put the keyword here. It's pretty simple. Put the keyword there. And then within that hour, if you get a phone call from a number you don't recognize, you should probably answer it because it's us trying to jam $1,000 in your hand to give you an inflation vacation. But
and as if that wasn't enough, what? And by gosh, don't you think it ought to be, News Radio WFLA Orlando has your chance to see Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. Ooh. It's his This Is Not a Drill tour in Las Vegas. Get the full VIP treatment for you and a guest. We're talking first-class airfare, front-row tickets, and an autographed guitar. Roger's calling this his first farewell tour. I guess more to come. The mind-blowing production will take you on a trip, all thanks to AEG. For more, go to WFLAOrlando.com. Click the contest tab.
Having a little bit of fun this morning on a Friday with the weather the way it is, so incredibly hot and humid. Is there anything you can do to keep cool? And so our GMO wants to know question has been, what's your hottest tip for keeping it cool? Just text it to 23680. When it comes to, I mean, it could be food, could be drink, could be just something you do to stay cool and beat the heat, and others might want to try it too. We got to vote when it comes to food for, you know, nice cold watermelon. That's hard to beat.
Yeah.
You know, some food, if you eat it and it tastes great, and it may do a lot of things, but it doesn't tend to cool you down. As a matter of fact, it sometimes gets you hotter than you were.
It's not the day for chicken noodle soup.
a really cold draft beer is hard to beat. Whether it actually cools you down, I don't know. But that first beer, as cold as it can get without turning to ice, I don't know if there's anything on earth more refreshing than that in terms of keeping you cool, or at least giving me the impression that I'm cool. I'm not a big beer drinker at all, but, you know, a super ice cold one on a day like this. Oh, man.
Do you have one and then wet down your T-shirt for your bike ride?
I was telling everybody earlier, and this is good, and it doesn't just be for a bike ride. Riding my bike is what I like to do, and I'm now able to do it again. They've taken all the restrictions off after the heart bypass, and yesterday I did 30 minutes late in the morning. And the way I do that, I think it keeps me really safe and cool, take my T-shirt, I recommend this to you if you haven't tried it, and wet it down with hot water. Not scalding, but hot water. Wring it out, put it on quickly, go outside, start riding. The water starts evaporating, and that's a cooling process, and it makes all the difference.
But you're heating up all the ladies who see you ride by in your wet T-shirt,
I'm
bud.
Trying
the
it
chicks
right here.
Are just going to have to deal with this.
Look, I'm
They're
doing
just
right
going to have to deal with this.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave the building in this wet T-shirt that Bud has recommended here. I hope you don't mind.
Yikes.
Ooh, wow. This
you think
is
we ought
cooling.
To have a GMO wet T-shirt contest, or maybe not, huh?
No.
I'm going to pass.
And Nick, you were into something with ice cubes earlier for folks that weren't with us.
Yeah, I was thinking of this variety of ice cubes. It's, you know, pretty easy. It's just water, freeze it, and then
I understand the concept of ice cubes, but what do you do with them?
Freeze? What is this? This is new.
What is this thing of which you speak? What do you do with them? You told me earlier you do something with them.
I just, you know, do a lot of, what do I think here? It's just a variety of stuff I do. I'm just thinking, I do, you know, on the lips after I have hot food. And
you
all
rub
that.
The ice cubes
I'm,
on you?
I'm
rub
the, throw
yeah,
him
you
in
have
a
the
pool.
Ice cubes around the neck. Yeah. And then cold shower, like we said earlier, which got the whole crew against
I'd rather
me.
Have heat stroke than take a cold shower.
What are you doing this weekend? Beavis and Butthead do the universe? Yes. No? Mm. Anybody?
I don't know, but I know what we're doing in 10 seconds. We're hitting the weekend. It's great having you with us on the 50,000 Watt Front Porch for the whole gang. Alan, Melissa, and Nick, the Budman. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.